Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Welcome back. This is kind of a weird thing. The Facebook Live folks are probably like, you never
left. We went down hard.
We crashed and burned.
Oh, but my gosh.
We're back on Blog Talk, and nobody's there right now. What?
We have a few minutes
we've
left.
We've had this happen before, and the folks that have called before or been on Blog Talk, where they kind of recognize when there's a crash, and they look to see when we come back on. So we expect more callers. Michelle thanked us. All right, and right now, and I've always typed it in because it's 24 hours. The messenger floor is back open, folks.
Yeah, somebody wants to jingle in or even just
messenger or type your question in, because callers are going to come, but it takes like 5-10 minutes for they to check and see us again. We had, who was it on hold? I feel shame. I so wish I could have communicated with them. I called into and you can't hear a squat. There's like silence.
Right now?
No. Oh. When we were.
Oh, I see.
When we were failing.
It's a shame they don't have some kind of rescue.
Yeah, well.
You know.
Yeah, it is what it is, right?
Yeah.
Which is a stupid thing, but it means so much when you know. anybody right now that can't messenger us or call in, type your question now, and it's only going to be for 20, 30 seconds before somebody calls in. So now you shall do so. Do so now. And if you're not legit and if you think you're a comedian and you're going to type some stupid stuff, it ain't going to work because there's no village idiots here.
What's that? Is that what
I saw some potential poo-poo caca in Facebook Live there. So we'll see.
You will get hammered big time.
Hip stop. Hammer time. Good old MC Hammer from Wall.
And if you get banned, it's no joke from, you know,
and we
Facebook.
Don't. I'll be honest.
You don't turn them in.
The only people we typically ban are the scammers from other people. Inbox me for a great reading. And people that are just assholes trying to solicit and make money.
That is so unethical.
Unethical and very lame. Very lame. All right, we got one. Let's go with it.
Yes.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I quite often feel like my patience is always being tested.
By who?
The computer and internet god and stuff. No, not the people. No. It's like I hit reply, then I start typing, and nothing's happening. It's like, why? Oh, why would I have to click in the box if I just hit reply? Because computers suck. Oh, we know who that is.
Yes.
All right, all questions are done on pause.
Hello there, Miss. There she is, Miss Beautiful.
Hey, Alexis, it's been a little bit of a while, not forever.
How are you?
I'm great.
Oh, I like your hair.
Thank you, my sister did it for me.
It must take a long time.
Yeah, that's crazy. I could call you, and I was thinking in my head, they about to go and ask the person to call for, Facebook message.
So how are you? You've got a nice smile on your face, so your things aren't too bad.
Yeah, I'm great. So I just want to know what I've been trying to get, you know, I've been trying to inbox you, but anyway.
Oh, okay. All right. Tell her what.
You keep rolling down.
Okay, tell me then what he interrupted me. What are
but
you?
But I had to.
I want to get another general about me and Felicia.
Okay.
And what you see.
A lot of times I start out asking, how does he or she feel about the person that's here getting the reading? And it kind of takes off from there. So we'll see. Last time I believe I said I saw they would break up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We are in a state of disarray. Not so much. Facebook Live folks probably are wondering why we're acting weird. Because nothing changed on Facebook Live except I was not able to respond to them because my computer went. But it's back and Blog Talk is back on. And Gia? We were like in three quarters of the way through your reading when we got disconnected. If you call back, we shall wrap it up. Or we can do it here. But
just tell
I think you should call back. I think it was going great because she had good audio.
Yeah, we don't have any callers back yet.
Nope. And we got one now.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see. You know that old saying, absence makes the heart grow fonder? That is so true.
Mm-hmm.
And it really rings with truth. In relationships, when there's been a breakup, especially one that's been very painful, the other individual will at first go away angry and be defensive, you know, all sorts of those turbulent type emotions. And then what happens is they start to miss you. And that's what I feel. Mm. He's starting to miss you. So he's in his own little private hell right now, which is probably where he belongs with how all of this played out.
Sure.
Okay. But I think...
Yeah, his baby mama... Yes,
go ahead.
His baby mama, when she went back tested, they found stage 3 cancer in her uterus.
No.
That's not good, obviously. Oh. I'm trying to be an understatement, but that's... Wow.
Oh, boy.
But
well, yeah.
That can be removed.
And, you know, it would show you as such a big person if in your heart you can wish her well.
You could have a hysterectomy and hopefully it didn't spread.
Yeah, hopefully. And wish her well and hope for her to have a good recovery. I mean, even when somebody's kicked us hard, sometimes I think it's a spiritual test. Otherwise, karma is a bitch.
We just don't know. Right, exactly. Yeah.
I believe I was a blessing because maybe everything happened for a reason.
Absolutely.
So she can go get tested.
I see what's happening, and I see where it's going to end up going as far as with you and him. There's still more to this chapter between the two of you. All right. So... She may be taken out of this equation. What's happening here? Nothing's happening. Well, I'm getting, you know, spooked by everything going dark.
This is the turd. That's not a turd.
I don't want to give you false hope, but there is definitely potential that the two of you will get back together. Because I know you love him. I mean, you can be mad as hell at him, but I know you love him.
Seen him at work, and I just be ignoring him. He'll look at me and stuff, and I be ignoring him. But I don't want to be mean or nothing. I feel like I'm being mean to him. But if I stop, I get him back.
So you're still working together?
He came back.
Okay. Well, you know what? If the news keeps being bad, it wouldn't hurt. Just my suggestion for you to say something to him supportively. You know,
okay.
She is the mother of his children, and I see you and he here sharing a beautiful future, but a lot of that can depend on how things go right now. So you reaching out a little bit to him could be really a big gesture on your part. So something to think about, and we have a wonderful ring.
I got everything back up and running.
Your card is about divine order. Archangel Raguel. Everything is how it needs to be right now. look past the illusion and see the underlying order. Like you said,
I think she said that a few minutes ago.
Things happen for a
she
reason.
She said that a few minutes ago. Things are where they're supposed to be.
Now, how many children do you have? Three?
I got three. He got two.
Well, okay. Could you imagine yourself being the mother of five or more children?
Hey.
Yeah.
A lot of people have done that. You can still do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we don't know what God has in store.
Full-time job.
I think I'm pretty good with these cards, but I never try to second guess the big guy upstairs.
She keep talking.
Yeah. So
keep talking.
So keep sending that love out to him from your heart.
Throughout the object.
And
I feel like maybe I was a reason to be brought in his life and everything went the way it went. Because they said he already had stage one cancer, but he never, ever went back. So me catching what I catch him, probably, it was a bad thing to catch it, but it was a good reason.
Look at,
because she would have never knew she had cancer.
Right.
Exactly.
Yep.
And by the time they found it, it could be everywhere.
Oh. I mean, you still got to keep your fingers crossed being stage three, but like you said, if they want to check, they probably would have had a done deal.
Well,
by then
it turned out to be a very good thing, didn't
so,
it?
So, yeah, it's weird how those
things and I think they want to apologize to me. But life goes on. You know, I'd rather her to be okay for them kids than be, you know, them kids don't have a mother, you know?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that could be so scarring and traumatic for them. But we never know what the good Lord has in store. You could have been brought into this picture.
Nobody knows.
To
People
be
think
there
they know
to
are full
pick
of crap.
Up the pieces, you know.
They're full of crap if they think they know.
Exactly.
Well, I hope that you have a wonderful rest of the weekend. It's
okay,
I love seeing your face. This is one gorgeous girl.
And it's awesome how she's ready to call and ready to messenger. She's got technology down.
Yeah.
I inbox you, so if you have time, can you check that whenever you get done?
I will, definitely. All right, I will look.
Word up on that, dog.
All right, sweetheart, take care. Talk to you soon.
Okay,
bye-bye.
All right, well, we appreciate you folks, the Facebook folks.
I don't know what we'd do without all of you.
Well, and
you know,
it's a two-way street. It worked out for them that we had a Blog Talk. It wasn't Blog Talk's fault. It was our fault. We're not going to play a Blog Talk. My machine's a turd. Anyway, but it worked out. The Facebook folks were there, and it opened up. They kept our show going, and it opened up an opportunity for them. Look how many calls we took from them in question. And now, Gia is here in Facebook and has called back in
to
get the rest of her reading. Welcome back, Gia.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks so much. Oh, my gosh. You were so connecting with my situation that when I couldn't hear you, it was like, oh, no.
Oh, I was sitting here ready to use some really colorful language when it all went boom.
The last thing you typed in before you called us was, can I just ask if it would be in my best interest to come forward more to David?
Okay, I'm going to look. I got to look at that. Because my own opinion is subjective, where we need more of an objective.
Well, that's why you got the cards.
All right.
Yes, the cards and all. Because things got chaotic. This is the coast-to-coast thing, right?
Yeah. But
okay.
No. This is Anthony who keeps checking in and out.
She just asked about David.
Oh, David. Wait a minute. It is David. I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's okay.
That's okay. So, yeah, we had a lot of stuff go down fast.
No, but this is about David.
This is about David and the coast-to-coast
thing.
And I make some little things in my brain. Bartenders probably used to do back in the day. To me, it's like coast-to-coast. That's how I recognize her situation.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, yeah, make some kind of a, like, three or four word. Oh, that is this. That is this. That is lady with old dog sometimes. That's how I just make my little connections in my brain.
Gia, you're in California.
She is.
Where in California?
Southern California.
Southern California, exactly.
Oh, I'm going to ask you a really crazy question. Because I'm so curious when I talk to people from California. Have you ever met or seen any movie stars?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. You live in Southern California.
Can you tell us?
Unless you live in a rock.
Batman, Michael, what was his last name?
Keaton. Oh, the original, the first guy, Keaton. Keaton.
Oh, I always liked him.
Yeah, he was the first Batman guy. Yep. Of all the movies. Yep, that's cool.
Yeah.
Sidney Poitier.
I'm sorry?
Who was the second one?
Who?
Sidney Poitier.
Oh,
wow. Really? That's going back in time, mm-hmm. too. That's classic.
Yeah. Madonna.
Madonna.
That was called me Mr. Mm-hmm. Tits. Yes. But he had a whole bunch of them, but
yeah.
He was great.
Oh, my gosh. Madonna.
Madonna.
Is she as pretty as they make her seem?
She was pretty. She's pretty. She's very petite, though. I didn't think that she was
really?
As petite as she is.
Yeah, isn't she like 5'7" or something like that? 5'4"?
Oh, no, she's like 5'2", 5'3" at the most.
She was tall like that.
Yeah.
Well, petite, Deb, to me, doesn't mean they're short little midgets. It means they're skinny, too.
Well, and it is shortness. The clothes that they sell for petite women.
Yeah. I got you.
Smaller.
Yeah, I guess it's a guy's and a woman's perception.
I bet you she is dying for
petite me
to
me
tell
meant
her.
Like a little skinny little thing, but it could be still tall.
Yes, you definitely should. How did she burst her question? Come forward?
With David.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, think about it. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain by telling him. However you want to burst it. If you're a very direct person, tell them straight out, gee, I kind of think about you a lot. And you could say, isn't that strange? And see what he says. Or you could be more coy. And, you know, find what works and feels most comfortable to you. Yeah.
Spelling. Okay.
And I want to tell you that in your professional life, Gia, you are really facing some major success.
Well, it looks like it because that's her.
Right.
Right. Yes.
So
I mean,
knows what you do.
Bigger than what you're doing now. Yeah.
So she's an educated woman, so to speak.
Oh, very.
Yes.
Yeah. And I was saying to you when we lost our connection.
Yeah, damn connection.
That, oh gosh, I can't even quite recall.
Yeah, it was weird. It was.
Oh,
you were telling me about his feelings. Yeah.
Okay, yes. And I remembered, and we talked about it while we were dark, when we were talking with a gal who is on the portal here. Here's what I find really interesting. What you and he share above physical. I mean, yeah, there's physical there, an attraction physically. But it, a lot of relationships start there.
Well, she felt there
yours
was
is above that.
Well, she thought there was some kind of pathway.
Yes, it's
possibly.
Yes, I do think so, too.
Really deep beyond.
And
yes.
It's more on a love level. Where the physical,
right.
The sex will be awesome, you know, because you have that
so much
true,
love.
Yeah, the true love. And the two of you, once you finally come together, you just might, if you're in a hotel, you might burn the place down with spontaneous combustion.
Burning down the house.
Yeah.
Yes. 80s for you. All right. Ready?
Yes.
We thank you for bearing with us and
yeah.
Staying with us, and you hung tight. That's why we recommend, not everybody can do, we recommend like the blog talk only folks.
Yeah.
Follow us on Facebook. It might benefit you, and
yeah.
Vice versa. The Facebookers
yeah.
Know that the UK folks do. But if you're like a Facebook person that you can call in, you might want to consider that.
Well, it was good she could join us here.
And it worked
mm-hmm.
on both. She
okay.
was ready to do that. All right. As we depart. Your angel card reading and subject is gentleness.
Hmm.
Archangel Sandalphon. Be very gentle with yourself at this time. Surround yourself with gentle people, situations, and environments.
Oh, that is such a lovely card.
Well, I mean, it's because she's got a lot on her mind worried about this relationship, so maybe she needs
mm-hmm.
to surround herself to alleviate her worry.
Do you both Do you just text and phone calls, or do you also use video calls?
Well, the only way that we communicate is via Facebook. And, you know, he's in town. He's in town. I'm in San Diego, and he's actually in the Los Angeles area. And he came in for – he's actually a spiritual person, and he came in to do some events. And he invited me. However, I don't have the funds for the amount of money that it cost for his session. So I had to forego it. But he said something very nice, like, don't worry about it, this, that, and the other thing. And I responded back, and he just dropped the ball. Even though I asked him a question, he never responded. So I don't know. I get mixed messages, like I said. Is it because he was disappointed that I wasn't going to meet with him?
No, it's that he is looking at this as if you are an oven, and if he touches that oven, is he going to get burnt? Oh, no, there's feeling there. I would be able to tell if he was completely indifferent. And let me ask you, what do your own readings tell you?
What do my own readings tell me?
Yeah.
Well, I keep getting that he feels the same way that I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that when we first met, he was going through a breakup, or he had gone through a breakup, and that's why he was distant. I mean, I get all kinds of messages that drop in. But, you know, when you sit with yourself and you kind of are the only person and you don't get an objective read, you wonder which part of it is, you know.
Well, and I start to get neurotic as I'm sitting there. If I sit too long, then I have to wait until I can end the session with myself on a high note or a good note. And it's like I have now told the cards, give me nothing but negativity, so I get really neurotic. So I have to just gather up the damn things, put it down, and say, that's it.
Exactly.
No, that's what I meant.
But I'm saying just now.
But I took it to mean that's when they met. Is he in town now?
Is he right now in L.A.?
Is he in town now? Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood. But he isn't just after you for money, or I'd seen that. He's not looking for money.
Well, then why was that a big factor?
Well, maybe he doesn't do any freebies or, you know.
They got a connection. What are you talking about?
That's my question, too.
Yeah.
Why didn't he just say, don't worry about it? He did lower the price.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You know, the thing is, this relationship hasn't even found its stable.
What I get too is that he is a little uncertain, just like I'm uncertain.
Yeah.
That he also has his uncertainty, doubts. Maybe he doesn't want to feel rejected, wants to be rejected, like I don't want to be rejected. So it's like, when is that click going to happen?
He could have put some separation in there for protection.
That's what I felt.
Right.
He thought the winning move was not to play.
There is an option where he would say, I'm in town, but if I put this little session thing in there and not make it go down a road I'm scared of, then I'm okay. Yeah, he could have said, I don't care about this session. You come see me. You know, but he'd be scared to say that.
He's scared to say that.
That's 50-50. I don't have cards, so I'm just guessing.
He knows what you do, doesn't he?
Yes.
Well, I find it is very off-putting for people when they find out what I do, because they might, well, they often think I know their secrets. Their agenda, and I do know.
Well, she probably knows the same thing. Or they think you're full of crap, right? Right. It's one of the other.
Like you said, we're both spiritual people. It makes me wonder if he actually has had any readings, or, you know, he knows. I don't know. It's almost like he's afraid. I think that breakup took a long time for him to kind of get it through his system.
Yes, it does. And these guys need to learn to get over it the way we women do. I mean, we don't just sit and get all bitter and angry. We get over it. What?
Oh, boy, we got to move on, because that is a load of poop.
A discussion for another time.
You women hold on to that crap.
Exactly.
I've been hurt before, you say to a guy when you go in a relationship.
Yeah, but we're still trying to go forward.
You don't go forward. Every time a guy does something, I'm like, you're cheating. Oh, I've been down that road. Anyway, let's go on.
Gia, have you thought about offering him a reading just for,
Oh, my God. Oh my gosh, what a great idea. What a great idea. But what would my basis be?
Pardon me?
What would my basis for asking him that be?
Well, you guys are kind of in the same line of work, right?
That's right. You're like in the same church, but in a different pew.
Wait.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just so like a general reading, in other words, just ask them, hey, by the way.
How, when you do your readings, do you let your client ask questions? Or do you just tell them
Absolutely. I always ask, if you have a question, feel free to let me know that. Otherwise, I could also do a general.
I think it'd be awesome if you offered it. Okay. You know what? You're going to have to call us again, because I could just sit here for the next 2 hours and talk to you.
Well, I don't want that to happen.
We have another caller before.
And Jim has to tinkle, so we got to move on.
And I'd rather not do it in my pants. We'll get another caller.
It's wonderful to meet you.
If I had my NASA adult diapers on, I'd be good to go, but I don't.
Yeah. You don't. All right. Take care and consider making an offer. All I can say is no.
I think I think that is a smart move.
Yeah, I would do that. Okay, honey. Take care.
Bye-bye.
You too. Okay, we will. Bye-bye. She's fascinating.
Mm-hmm. You saw her
by
her Facebook thing. You know, she does.
I wonder if she'd ever consider coming on as a guest.
Let's not put the cart before the horse, and let's go to 651 out in Minnesota, 651.
All right, come on, Christiane.
Hi.
You're going to take us out.
Hi, how are you?
How are you doing, hon?
I'm good. How are you two?
We're good. It's been a good day. So tell us what's on your mind this evening.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of having an issue between my mother, with my mother and with my boyfriend. And I'm just wondering, what is this, like, what are the motives behind them not wanting me to move into my own place and be more independent?
So they are on the same side, is what you're saying, correct?
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
And who do you live with right now?
I live with my mother.
But not your boyfriend, right?
No.
But he's on
her
side.
There's a reason for that. There is a reason for that, but I don't really want to share that.
No.
Got it.
Don't even want to know any reasons. I just want to know exactly where you're at right now. So you live with your mom. You're getting ready to move out on your own, and the mom and the boyfriend don't want it. So it's interesting. The boyfriend is weighing in on that.
You'd think he'd be gung-ho.
You would think. So that's why she's asking. That's very interesting.
Yeah. And how old are you, Christiana?
I'm 36.
Doesn't matter. No.
I knew that would make you laugh, but you don't sound that.
No, and it's the living. We weren't looking for why you're living here or where. We just want to know exactly where you're at, because that'll help the card reading come out. Because
okay,
I wonder. But Deb's gonna find out. I wonder why he would weigh in so much.
It's already here.
There we go. Stand by.
But I'm going to speak in code to you because this is personal business.
Yes. It's good for you too, but the rest of us, we should talk about sports.
What you think it is the reason. All right, they have a concern about you, and I think you know what it is. And if you're sitting here like, no, I don't, I can message you later and tell you if you want. But it is what you think it is about you.
Oh, okay. Well, could you tell me later then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I certainly can.
Okay.
And it's not that big of a deal, but they feel, they worry, and they feel like it's a big deal.
Roger that.
Okay.
All right, I'm just going to
accept that.
I'm just going to accept that. Oh, no, I'm not a judger. I am not trying to pry. I'm just here because I don't know code.
Well, and the thing is, too, she'd already said, She didn't want to give
no, absolutely, 100%.
And I don't want to put anybody's business
nope.
out on the street,
nope.
you know.
That's all I need
yeah.
to know. That's good enough for me. And I actually didn't even want to know that.
All right, give her a, yeah.
Here's your harp for
yeah.
the angel card reading as we say goodbye. Subject is sensitivity. Archangel Hanayel, you're extra sensitive to energies and emotions right now. Honor yourself and your feelings. So if you are extra sensitive, don't poo-poo them. Honor them.
Yes.
Embrace them, and they're you're extra sensitive for a reason, basically, is what it's saying.
And personally, I look at this, too, as, well, it's frustrating about the boyfriend and your mother. It makes me feel good that you're cared for so much, you know?
Yeah, see, I didn't know a lot of the background and code,
yeah.
but, yeah, if the people are concerned for a good reason, then that's not so bad.
And it is
right.
a good reason.
That's all that matters. Then if there's a big issue with that, then if it means you're loved, and that's important.
Exactly.
Word up on that, dog.
Okay. All right.
Well, thank you.
Thank
Come
you
on.
For taking us to the end.
You're going to stop looking in the mirror. Come on.
Well, we didn't even say goodbye to her till just now.
Okay, bye-bye. This show is over. Say goodbye. On the website for new
stuff.
We will miss you, and we love y'all very much.
Yeah. I don't know why I did that, because walk by.
Yeah. All right, take care.